Big Wave Bay on Saturday. Today we're going to go on an outing to Big Wave Bay. We'll be hiking there and we'll be spending the afternoon at one of the best beaches in Hong Kong, Jack told his family very early on Saturday morning. It's quite a long way to go, so let's all hurry this morning so we can leave in good time. After they'd finished their breakfast, the Hardings took the rucksacks they'd prepared the day before and left the hotel. What did they have in their rucksacks? There were food and drinks they'd bought the day before. How are we going to go to Big Wave Bay? Jill asked excitedly. We could take a bus to Sai Kung and change there, but that would take a long time, Jack answered. So I think it's better if we go by taxi. Going by taxi will cost a lot more, as we need two, but it'll be a lot faster. Finding a taxi was no problem, as there were almost always some outside the hotel with their engines running, and a short while later the Hardings were on their way. Jack Harding was in the first taxi with his sons, and Jill Harding followed in the second taxi with her daughters. After 50 minutes, the taxi stopped at a tiny village and they got out. The hiking path to Big Wave Bay began at the village. The path was easy to walk on. Why was it easy to walk on? The path was made of concrete and it went downhill, so it was easy for the Hardings to walk on. The path went through a forest for the first 10 minutes. Then they came out into the open. This is incredible, Jill said, admiring the incredible view. I had no idea there was such beautiful countryside in Hong Kong. I always thought it was all roads and skyscrapers. Oh no, Jack said with a smile. There is quite a lot of countryside in Hong Kong, and here we're in a country park, so the area is protected from development. And it's such a wonderful day to be out in the country, Anthea said. Just look at the beautiful blue sky. We are really lucky with the weather. I don't know about lucky, Cedric groaned. It's so hot and humid here. When are we getting to the beach? I think the weather's great, his brother Arthur said and laughed. The sea will be really warm when it's so hot. What's the beach like, Daddy? It's a huge beach. There is fine white sand and the water is shallow. There are usually quite a lot of waves, so we'll be able to have lots of fun in the water. But we still have to walk about an hour till we get there. Cedric groaned and Arthur grinned. The narrow path went downhill a long way until they were at sea level. They walked along the shore for a while, but then the path went right up a mountain. When they reached the top of the mountain, they saw Big Wave Bay in the distance, and they heard the sound of the waves on the shore. Feeling excited, the Hardings walked faster. They all looked forward to relaxing at the beach and in the water. When they got to the beach, they were delighted to see that there were only 3 other people on the huge beach. This is amazing, Jill said, while the children hurried to the clean water. There are so many people wherever you go in Hong Kong, and here we've got a huge beach almost all to ourselves. That's why it's my favorite beach in Hong Kong, Jack said. There are no roads nearby, and having to hike here means most people don't come. Other beaches are usually crowded, and it can be hard to relax there. By the time Jack and Jill had put down their rucksacks and changed their clothes, the 4 children were already enjoying themselves in the sea. Elsewhere in Hong Kong, the sea is often dirty, but in Big Wave Bay, the water was clean. The water was shallow, and even though there was no wind, there were big waves rolling onto the shore. Jack and the boys were wearing swimming trunks, while Jill and the girls were wearing bikinis. All of them had already applied sunscreen before they had left the hotel. Hooray! Arthur shouted. These waves are fantastic! Cedric was sitting on the sand in the shallow water and let a wave wash over him. The next moment his feet were in the air and his head was under water. When the wave had washed over him, his head came up out of the water and he laughed loudly. As he was wearing goggles, the water had not got into his eyes. Suddenly Arthur laughed and pointed at Cedric, saying, "You're not wearing your swimming trunks anymore." Now everyone looked towards Cedric. The wave had pulled down his swimming trunks, and as he was standing in shallow water, everyone could see that his swimming trunks had been pulled down. Cedric quickly pulled his swimming trunks up again. He wasn't laughing, and it annoyed him that his brother was laughing at him. Then a large wave hit Arthur from behind. The next moment his feet were in the air, and when his head came out of the water again, his goggles were gone. The wave had pulled the goggles off his head. Now it was Cedric's turn to laugh at his brother, who was trying to find his goggles in the shallow water. It didn't take him long to find the goggles, as the water was shallow. While the two brothers were having fun in the waves, their sisters were swimming and their parents were lying on a large towel in the sun. Why were they lying on the beach in the sun? Jack was lying there as he wanted to relax and read his newspaper. Jill was lying there as she wanted to get a suntan. Did they want to get a sunburn? No, they didn't. They had applied sunscreen to their skin as they didn't want to get a sunburn. People who lie in the sun for too long can get a sunburn. In the tropics, it's easy to get a sunburn as the sun is very strong. People who use sunscreen and don't spend too much time in the sun get a suntan. Like many other people, Jill wants to get a suntan, even though it's not good for her skin. Why is a suntan not good for the skin? Regularly spending a lot of time in the sun will make the skin look older after many years. Around noon, the Hardings came together for a picnic. They unpacked the food and drinks they had brought along. There were no pancakes with sugar and lemon juice, of course, and there weren't any cold drinks. All they had were some bottles of water, some sandwiches they had wrapped in the morning, and some fruit. After their hike and spending time in the hot sun, they enjoyed their picnic very much. What did they do after the picnic? First, they all applied more sunscreen onto their skin. Then they spent the next few hours swimming and playing in the shallow water, walking along the beach and relaxing in the sunshine. For the Hardings, time passed all too quickly, as is so often the case when people are having a good time. By the time it was 4 p.m, Jack told his family that it was time to go. "It's a long way back and we don't want to go hiking when it's dark," he said. "It's time for us to leave. Please change into your clothes again and let's get going." "Are we going back the way we came, Dad?" Cedric asked. "No. First we'll walk to the next beach where you'll be able to go across one of the best bridges in Hong Kong," Jack said and grinned, "and then we'll be hiking back on a different path." When the Hardings had dried themselves with their towels, they changed back into their clothes. Then they walked along the beach towards another nearby beach. There they passed a small restaurant before they saw the bridge Jack had told them about. They understood why he had grinned. They had never seen anything like it before. In fact, it was the worst bridge they had ever seen, and it was probably the most dangerous bridge they had ever walked across. "I'm amazed to find a rickety bridge like that in Hong Kong," Cecilia said. "Everything else is so modern." "I think the reason is that the bridge was built by the people running the restaurant," Jack said. "If the government found out, the bridge would soon be replaced by something better." They walked across the rickety bridge one at a time and were careful not to fall into the water. Then they began their long hike back to the nearest road, which they only reached at nightfall. This time there was no taxi waiting for them, and they had to wait at a nearby bus stop for the next bus, which came after about 20 minutes. The bus took them back to a small town called Sai Kung, where they enjoyed a hearty dinner at an English pub before they returned to the hotel in Kowloon by taxi.